أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإنا له لحافظ. قال إني لا يحزنني أن تذهبوا به وأخاف أن يأكله الذئب وأنتم عنه غافلون. قالوا لئن أكله الذئب ونحن عصبة إنا إذا لخاسرون. صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 12, 13 and 14 of Surah Yusuf. Continuing from where we left off yesterday, the brothers had this meeting that ultimately they need to get rid of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. One of two things: either kill him or throw him away in far away land. And then they will make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala and they will become the favorites of their father. They approach their father, and from the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes it, Ya Abana Malaka La Ta'manna, O our father, why do you not trust us ala Yusuf? Regarding Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, is clear that it was not the first request that they had made to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam's response, or they continued, Arsilhu ma'ana ghada, tomorrow send him with us, yarta' wa yal'ab, he will eat and he will play. In other words, he needs to leave the house, go out of the house, and in that way he will eat. Either eat what is taken from the house or eat from what is provided by the earth by way of fruit, etc. And he will play. Here the playing is not playing that will be fruitless. Ulama have explained that it could have been such like archery. Comes in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was walking in Medina, and two groups of people were doing archery, competing with each other, and the same word came, yal'ab, that they were playing with their bows and arrows. So the connotation will not be frivolous activities, but activities that will be resourceful. And hence, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, we will be the ones that will look over him, look after him. I mean, we are now 10 adult brothers and we will be able to take care of him. So Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam's response to that why do you not trust us? Two responses come from Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. The one response, qala inni la yahzununi an tadhhabu bi. One is that it grieves me that you should take him. Ulama generally have expressed the view that Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam's meaning of his words here is that I cannot be without Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. The grief will be when Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam is away from me, he is not within my sight. So long as he is in my sight, I am consoled, there is solace. I know Yusuf is around me and Yusuf is with me. That is the first response. The second, wa akhafu an ya'kulahu dhi'b wa antum anhu ghafilun, and I fear that a wolf may eat Yusuf alayhi salam whilst you are heedless of him. It may happen that you people are engaged in something and Yusuf alayhi salam is left alone. Now, why did and how did Yaqub alayhi salam come to the conclusion that possibly and perhaps a wolf would devour Yusuf alayhi salam? The general explanation is that in that area and vicinity there were a lot of wolves, and there may have been incidents where wolves have devoured and eaten young children the age of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. However, there are some narrations that Yaqub alayhi salam before this, remember, he is a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he has a dream, and in that dream he sees that there is the slope, the hilltop, the going down towards the bottom. He is at one place, Yusuf alayhi salam is at the bottommost part of that hill, and 10 wolves come, devour Yusuf alayhi salam, and Yusuf alayhi salam then descends into the ground. Now, being a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he had his interpretation with regards to this, and this was the fear that Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam had. Obviously, ulama would say that there was these 10 wolves that were around, and that will be referring to the 10 brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, and hence Yaqub alayhi salam had the apprehension. Their response to Yaqub alayhi salam, قَالُوا لَإِنْ أَكَلَهُ الذِّئِبُ, that if a wolf eats, devours Yusuf alayhi salam, وَنَحْنُ عُصْبًا, whilst we are a strong group, we will be around Yusuf alayhi salam, وَإِنَّا إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ, then certainly we are at a tremendous loss. Loss means 10 of us, and we will never be able to save our brother. That is not possible. In this way, they try to comfort Yaqub alayhi salam that everything is in order, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives this detailed description. And again, coming back from yesterday's lesson, that this is jealousy, this is hasad, and the important aspect of it is that the sons of Yaqub alayhi salam, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, have a perception that is incorrect, a perception that created in their hearts jealousy, and now the jealousy is at work to now remove Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam from the sight of his father. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.